Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Hello, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about the difference 90 days can make to your business. 90 days that can make the profits you make from your crochet soar for the rest of the year. 90 days is what you need to create new good habits. If you can keep something up for 90 days, you're more likely to keep it going after that. And that means that you can put some really good practices in place, some really good strategies to make your crochet business go bananas and increase those profits and keep that going for the year ahead and beyond. And I'm taking this challenge up myself. Because you've probably heard me in previous episodes talking about the issues I have with my social media. I'd got myself into a complete rut with that, and I was just digging myself deeper. And this is one of the challenges of having your own business, of just being the only person in it. You can basically talk yourself into doing or not doing anything. Because if you've got no one around you to bounce these ideas off and hear objective feedback, you can actually do yourself some damage in your business. And that's exactly what I've been doing with my social media. I finally realised that. I've had a good talking to. And it's made me realise that I need to get back into it. I need to connect back to why I'm doing this. Why am I here? Why did I create Crochet Business School? And the answer is simply, I want to help you make the money you deserve from your crochet, which can be absolutely life-changing. Because it means you can escape the grinding 9-to-5. You can have more time to spend with your family whilst making more money than you did working for someone else. You get your freedom back. You are able to pursue your passion and turn that into a fulfilling and rewarding career. That's why I started this. And I kind of lost sight of that a little bit with my social media. Because now, I'm really only on Facebook, and I'm not planning on changing that. And Facebook is the most effective way of sharing daily tips and advice. Now, my newsletter is fantastic. More people will see my newsletter than they will my Facebook posts. But I'm not going to send out 2 or 3 emails a day, and you certainly don't want me sending 2 or 3 emails a day. So Facebook is the most effective way. I can reach new people more effectively using Facebook. So the challenge to myself for the next 90 days is to utilize my social media better, get out there more, post more tips, post more advice, and reconnect with the purpose of Crochet Business School. That's my challenge for the next 90 days. And if I can do that, not only will I grow my audience and achieve my own goals, but I will help so much more of you as well. Because so many of you want to create this profit-earning venture with your crochet, but it is an absolute minefield out there. How do you do it? Because crochet can be rather different from other handmade businesses. It's not quick. You cannot put out cheap products and still make money. Crocheters are notorious for underpricing, and there are so many hobby sellers out there. And hobby sellers are those that just want to make a bit of extra cash in order to have the cash to go on holiday, to be able to splurge more at Christmas, to boost the family finances a little bit. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being a hobby seller. I'm not knocking it. But there is a difference to making a bit of extra cash and having a business that you can live off. And I want to show you how you can make a business from your crochet that you can live off the profits of. And so you cannot afford to get trapped in the hobby seller mindset. You cannot afford to try and compete with the prices of a hobby seller, because you can't. You cannot grow a crochet business that way, because you simply will not make enough money. The secret to selling your crochet and making a profit that you can live off is having some form of recurring revenue. You can still sell what you make. There is nothing stopping you from doing that. But to really be able to make that living and have the freedom of your time is recurring revenue. And that means crochet patterns. It means blogs. It means YouTube channels, merchandise, courses, ebooks, memberships, things that you create and sell online. You create the product once, an online product, a digital file like a crochet pattern, like a blog post, like a YouTube video, and then that piece of content, that digital file keeps earning for you for years to come. That's recurring revenue, because the more people that see it, the more people buy it, watch it, read it, the more money you get. It's all about the more people who get eyes on it, and there's no ceiling to that income. The problem with selling the crochet that you make is that there is a ceiling to your income. There's only so much you can crochet in a day. There's only so much time that you have to be able to devote to that. There's only so much you can do, and there's a ceiling to your income. Recurring revenue, there's no ceiling. The sky's the limit. It just depends on how you choose to go about doing that. So for the next 90 days, I'm going to be giving you more tips and advice on how to make this a reality. How do you go from selling what you make to bringing recurring revenue into your business? I'm sure you're thinking it's a massive leap. Like, you don't have a clue where to start. It must be so complicated. It's going to take so much time. It's going to cost so much money. And all of these are just myths. They're what we tell ourselves because we're afraid. None of these things are based in facts. They're what you're assuming because the unknown is scary. And we don't like venturing into the scary unknown. And so we will tell ourselves excuses to keep ourselves where we're comfortable. But keeping where you're comfortable is basically keeping where you are now. And are you earning the money that you want from your crochet right now? I'm going to guess not. So, instead of staying trapped where you are, let's take a step into the unknown. Let's make that leap and start looking at how you're going to change your fortunes and turn a dream into a reality. Yes, it's going to take some learning. Yes, it's going to take some work. Yes, you're going to have to learn some new things, but you do not have to learn a ton of tech. It does not have to cost you a load of money. In fact, you can get started with this incredibly cheaply. Maybe even for free. And I'm going to be sharing with you how you're going to do that. The next 90 days can make all the difference to your crochet business. It can be the start of a brand new venture, the start of something that is going to change your life and turn your crochet business into that lifestyle you've been dreaming of. To have that freedom from the 9-to-5. To be able to set your own working hours. To take time off when you want and still see profits rolling into your bank account. Selling what you make, you only earn when you crochet. With recurring income, you earn day or night, even when you take a 2-week holiday. I make sales from my crochet every day, and my main income is from selling crochet patterns. And there are days I don't crochet. And yet I make sales because I've got the recurring income set up, because I've got promotions set up, because I get my patterns found on Google, because I have a blog that gets found on Google, because I have videos that get found through YouTube, because I sell on Etsy and on Ravelry, and they get found on Google. They get found on the search engines. This is the key. Having your crochet being able to be found through search engines is how you sell while on holiday, how you sell while you sleep. It's not a pipe dream, it's a reality. I know because it happens for me. And I'm going to tell you how. Now, I do have free resources to help you get started. If you head over to my website and go to crochetbusinessschool.com/free, you will see all the free resources that I have there that you can download and that will help you get started. I've got one on 12 ways that you can make money from your crochet. Selling what you make is just one of them. I've got a guide on the steps you need to write your own crochet pattern. And I also have one on tips on how to sell at craft fairs. I'm not going to not tell you how you can increase your profits from selling your finished items. That's still going to be part of Crochet Business School. But I really want to encourage you to look at bringing recurring income in. Because it's how you scale. It's how you stop selling your time for money. And it's what really is going to make your dreams a reality and give you that money that you can live off while working part-time hours if that's what you want. I'm not going to pretend there's no work involved. There's a lot of work involved to get set up. But it is well worth it in the end. And you get your freedom to create back. Instead of having to crochet what people order, you get to crochet what you want. And it's so freeing. It's the best decision I ever made in my business. And so for the next 90 days, I'm committing to showing you how. What can you do in 90 days to make a difference to your customers? To make a difference to your crochet business? What are you going to commit to for 90 days to set your crochet business up for years to come? Now, over in Hooked on Success, my podcast membership with exclusive members-only episodes. I'm going to be talking more about what you can do for your customers to make a difference to them. Because how you support your customers is a big part of running a successful business. And to get those reviews and to get those referrals that are going to supercharge your business. So if you want to listen into that episode, then go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success or click the link in the show notes of the podcast to join us now and listen in. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.